Friday Night's Losers on the OTS Sports Network is powered by Hospitality Heating and Air. The most comfortable call you can make. 803-980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
This is Gene Lucas with Hospitality Heating and Air. Been waiting to replace your aging heating and air conditioning system? Get an American Standard system and 10-year parts and labor warranty, complete with a 10-year service contract. 980-4677.
The most comfortable call you can make. Hospitality Heating and Air.
Hey, football fans, I'm Gene Knight, and each week I'll pick the losers in high school games on the OTS Sports Network, as well as select games from across the state. I'm assisted by my loser-picking machine, J5V.
Playoffs? Gino, what is it with this playoffs kick you're on?
Okay, let's start picking some Friday night's losers.
Greenville versus Greenwood.
Greg Porter's Red G-Men get the drop on Chris Liner's Green G-Men at beautiful Serene Stadium in the heart of the Greenville. Friday, nice loser, the Greenwood High Eagles by a feather.
South Florence versus Myrtle Beach.
Drew Marlowe's Powder Blue Bars can't handle all the fun from Mickey Wilson's Myrtle Beach Boys and end up as trophy rugs. Friday, night's loser, the South Florence Bruins.
Riverside versus Spartanburg.
Mark Hodges' Norse Vandals invade the camp of Erie Williams Renegades and deliver death by the river. Friday, night's loser, the Riverside Warriors.
Stratford versus Berkeley.
City Slicker calls this the Loser's Bowl. How appropriate for this show. Dr. Brown's Deer Gore, Denny McDaniel's Black Paladins in the Sad Fort. Friday, night's loser, the Stratford Knights.
Redden versus Belton Honeopath.
Russell Blackston's Two-Town Bruins turned Jeff Tate's Blue Storm into a summer breeze. Friday, night's loser, the Wren Hurricane.
Ashley Ridge versus Somerville.
Ian Rafferty's Big Green Tsunami drowns Shane Fiddler's Swamp Dogs in a Flower Town showdown. Friday, night's loser, the Ashley Ridge Swamp Foxes.
Travelers Rest versus Pickens.
Ray Gould's Demon Hounds cock their leg and extinguish Chad Smith's cobalt torch to secure a playoff spot. Friday, night's loser, the Pickens Blue Flame.
Fort Dorchester versus West Ashley.
Donnie Kiefer's Riverlinks try to leap the walls of the fort but find them well defended by Steve LePrad's Loyalist Army. Friday, night's loser, the West Ashley Wildcats.
Landrum versus Legion Collegiate.
Shane Farmer's Big Red Birds peck the eyes out of Straight Heron's Green Chevaliers just south of the Old North State. Friday, night's loser, the Legion Collegiate Lancers.
Fort Mill versus Boiling Springs.
Rob McNeely's Sting swarm all over Rick Tate's Red Clay Hounds from the Bubbling Brooks inside Bob Jones Hive. Friday, night's loser, the Boiling Springs Bulldogs.
Nation Ford versus Aiken.
Michael Allen's Red Air Wing drops napalm and suffocates Olajuwon Page's Green Bugs. Friday, night's loser, the Aiken Green Hornets.
York versus Lancaster.
The annual War of the Roses is in the House of York this year. Dean Boyd's silver-headed Pumas put the bite on Marcus Surratt's Blue Bars to set up a showdown for the region title next week. Friday, night's loser, the Lancaster High Bruins.
Clover versus Gaffney.
Dan Jones' Broad River Braves invade the Clover Patch and barbecue Brian Lane's Bluebirds in a big region game. Friday, night's loser, the Clover High Blue Eagles.
Ridgeview versus Rock Hill.
Bubba Pittman's diamond-headed cats from Football City, USA, claw out a win over Derek Howard's Purple Ponies in the Blythewood Corral. Friday, night's loser, the Ridgeview Blazers.
Catawba Ridge versus Indian Land.
The battle for Dobie's Bridge Road has Zach Lindak's red-headed snakes sink their poisonous fangs deep into Adam Hastings' tribe at the original reservation. Friday, night's loser, the Indian Land Warriors. That's all the time we have this week. Whether you're winner or loser, always remember to be a good sport wherever you are. and take some time to attend a game in your area or listen to several on the OTS Sports Network. But always, be true to your school. Say goodnight, J5V.
Good night, J5V.
Push it back, way back.
On Friday, we'll be jacked up on the football game and I'll be ready to fight. We're gonna smash it now. My girl will be working on her pom-poms now and she'll be young.